me hear you talking about some shit. We're gonna talk about that shit today, bitch. Talk shit. We're gonna talk about that shit today, bitch. Talk shit. It's the Terrible Podcast.
Hello, friends, and welcome to episode number 38 of the Terrible Podcast. I'm Nick.
And I am Brad.
And nothing matters, but today, we're going to talk about some shit.
We are going to talk about some shit. Who we got with us today?
Well, I mean, I was getting there. But,
oh, I'm sorry.
Cat's out of the bag. We got kind of a special guest today. I don't know why I said kind of there.
Thanks.
I'd give him
a super special guy once again joining us, my brother Eric, ladies and gentlemen.
And I'm Eric.
And and he's Eric Pedigo. Right on. That's great. Today we are going to
Can I be part of it?
Yeah.
I do the thing.
Let's just do it. Okay.
Yeah.
Hey, my friends, welcome to episode 38 of the Terrible Podcast. I'm Nick.
I am Brad.
And I'm Eric.
Yes.
That feels good.
Yeah. And today,
you know what?
Do it one more time.
Yeah.
To be safe.
Let's do it.
Sure. Absolutely.
Let's do it really well.
Hello, friends.
Oh.
Welcome to episode 38 of the Terrible Podcast. I'm Nick.
I am Brad.
And I'm Eric. Well, you know what? Let's just do the second one. Let's roll with the second one.
Okay. Should we redo the second one? Hey, so if you like what's happening right now, you can find us at facebook.com/terriblepodcast.
Yeah, and you can listen to us on fucking Spotify, Apple, iTunes, stuff, all that jazz. And we're brought to you at all those places by our sponsors, meatbox.com, genesight.com, and the newest member of the family, dickshower.com. Nick, give us a little word about Meatbox.
Me?
Yeah.
Meatbox.com. Folks, it's simple. You tired of not having meat at your house? Meatbox.com has you covered. Just go to www.meatbox.organization and type in our promo code NOTREAL, and they'll send like 17 pounds of random meat to your front door. Not frozen. That's part of the deal. But it's also, it's not safe to eat. It's hot. It's typically rancid.
The best
worst company
meats.
Ever.
It's the best. Eric, anything to say on behalf of GeneSight?
Well, I hear that GeneSight.com has merged with Meatbox.com.
Yes.
So by listening to one of my favorite podcasts, I've learned that. So I'm looking forward to 2021 when I hear the new Biz Cash line of teriyaki khakis.
Oh. Cannot wait.
A delicious way to just go to work.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Exactly. Keep you snacking all day. You'll be able to get some good work done. And then brought to you by Dick Shower as well. You know, just get a blast on that ass and dip that wick in something thick. Keep it showered. Keep it real. DickShower.com.
Dude, you guys did so much better than I did.
No, yours was really good.
I disagree.
Oh, thanks.
I would rank mine third in our list. Yeah, so that's everything for intro stuff, guys. We're introduced.
Cool intro already?
Yeah. Well, you jumped three quarters of the way through the intro when we're only one quarter of the way in the intro.
That does not seem like me, dude.
So it doesn't, it feels like we're one less professional in here than usual, but that's just, you know.
You know, hold on. What does not seem like you guys at all, and this is weird because I received the invitation today to join the show, which I was more than happy to do. But then what followed was a ridiculous amount of show prep, the likes of which I've never seen. I mean, a full sheet, just a full dialogue about what would happen on the show today. And I remember when I first joined the show, I jokingly said, so where's the show sheet? You know, it was a joke. And then today, I was beaten over the head with just show prep. And I was like, oh man, I've got to had to come up with teriyaki khakis. I got to do something here.
You knocked that out of the park, by the way.
Yeah, first of all, home run. Second of all, we don't have a show sheet. We have show paragraphs.
Yeah. It's awesome. It was good, though. I mean, I'm good at it. You know, a little more structure. But still should be, you know, still should just be fun.
It is. This is a loose thing. You know, if we ever go too far off the rails or we find ourselves in times of silence, you just take a look at the page. You know, it's other than that, it's pretty free form.
Yeah, the biggest thing is we're trying to avoid those parts in the show where I think I've said multiple times, fuck, dude, what else, you know?
Yeah, trying to avoid that. I'm trying as hard as I possibly can to avoid the famous name game, because that's just not fun for me anymore, and that seems like a real last resort. That's when we know the show's failing.
Yeah, you know I had no plans if I'm like, well, Brad, we're doing the famous name game.
That's it, famous name game, worst bit we've ever done. So yeah, welcome to it, guys. It's great. It's April. It's Autism Awareness Month. It's National Child Abuse Prevention Month. It's also National Cannabis Awareness Month, in case you weren't aware that cannabis, period. you know what I mean? So if you're feeling froggy, go donate to like Autism Speaks or the Bikers Against Child Abuse International, folks, all good stuff. Or just go buy some weed and get high as fuck because we're in quarantine. Do it through a drive-thru or something. I don't know.
And be aware of it.
And be aware. Just know that. Yeah. Just know it.
Mostly that.
Mostly just,
mostly
are you
be aware of these things.
So, and that brings me to a question. Are you guys aware cannabis?
Yeah.
There you go.
I've heard.
Successful I've heard month cannabis. Then. So far, 100% success rate in awareness here in this chat. There's also some silly awarenesses for April, you guys. And I'd just like to say some of them are a doozy. Like, it's National Safe Digging Month, so dig safely.
So call Julie.
Call Julie.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's Records and Information Management Month. So if you guys have any records or information that you need managed, now is the month to do so. And then this is my favorite, and, you know, because I celebrate this all the time with a little bit of peanut butter, my dude. National Fresh Celery Month.
Wow.
Not regular celery. Not regular celery, fresh celery.
Hey, that one sucks.
You guys...
Yeah, miss me with that celery. I don't want any part of celery. It can, like, go into maybe a, like, a roast in the crock pot. There can be celery in there.
Mm-hmm.
But God forbid that stuff enters my mouth.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's hard to celery. It's hard to celery if nobody's buyery in it.
However, I'm aware of it.
Yeah, I've heard celery. I've heard cannabis.
Brad, did you just crack yourself up?
I did. I like that more than anybody. All right, but hey, let me devil's advocate some celery real quick to you guys. Name a single other food that flosses you as you eat it.
String.
Yeah, floss.
Just yarn.
Actual floss.
Just eating yarn or floss. Yeah. Okay, cool. All right, well, that's the end of that bit. Nobody likes celery, and... I'll come down off my pedestal.
I'll tell you really quick. Our dog has a thing for paper towels.
Really?
So he loves to eat paper towels. He doesn't chew them up into little pieces. He pretty much swallows them whole.
Oh, wow.
And we find them out in the yard, and it does appear as though those paper towels are flossing the dog.
I mean, at least you know he's got the cleanest of canine colons.
Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah.
Good Lord.
That makes for a healthy dog, if you ask me.
Yeah.
I mean, no shortage of paper towels here. Okay. Okay.
Hey.
Oh, man. That's some third world stuff. We just, or first, my bad at that part. Not a good.
Is it?
I said third and I meant first, and now I feel really stupid. So since this is a me error, I'll probably edit that out. Don't worry, guys.
Oh, okay. Keep it in. Keep it in.
All right, we're going to keep it.
not allowed to edit it out when you're dumb.
That's not true. Fair. So we're all, like we said, we're all aware of cannabis, right?
Wait, what?
We're all aware of the cannabis. We know it exists out there in the ether.
I've heard of it, yes.
And it is the fourth month of the 20th year. Yes. It's a... Pedico, you never heard of it? Check it out. There's a thing called cannabis. It's crazy.
Totally unaware.
Now you're aware, my dude.
Time out. Wait. Hell yeah.
There it is, brother. There it is. I'm drinking these little tiny cans.
Yes.
And I love them. I don't. This was a surprise to me. So anyways, it's 420 all month. All right. We'll have a 420 this year. It's a real cannabis-related month, but because of the crises we're in as a nation and a world at this point, there's been just an extreme lack of 420 jokes when this is the 420 of 420s, as far as social media is concerned. Would you guys not agree? And don't you feel that the world's lacking?
You know, I would say let's wait until actual 420 before you make that snap judgment, right? Because something tells me that the morning of 420, this country will rise up and jokes will be made.
Totally.
I can see that. I have faith in the populace. I have faith.
Yeah.
But, you know, in 2019, we were hearing all about it. It's fucking whole month of 420. Fucking, all right, maybe that was about all I heard. I thought I had several more examples, and I don't. But yeah, it's disappointing.
Hey, so, question. Why is it such a special one? It's 420?
Yes.
Is that why it's so special? Because it's 420 in 2020?
Yes. It'll have...
So they're like, bro, there's extra 20s on it.
No, it's like right now, it's 420 for the month. Because it's April or whatever in the year 2020. And then on 420, in 420. So we're kind of like incepting 420s. It's a 420 within a 420.
I still just think it's 420 in 2020.
There'll be...
we're already celebrating the four once, is what I'm saying. There's already a four that's accounted for there. So it's not like...
Yeah, but then there's the second four, which is the day's four. You have the month four and then the day four. So there's your two fours.
All right, man.
And then the year is 20. And then the year is 20. So there's another 20. It's what it is. There's another 20.
Mm-hmm.
420, 2020, brother.
No, it's 4-4, 2020.
Wait.
You're inventing a 4, right?
Wait. No, yeah, I am.
The fuck?
Sorry.
No, it's 420.
420. It's 420.
420, 2020, you guys.
At 420.
Yeah.
And 42.
Yeah, the shortened version is... April 20th, 2020.
2020. The year of our Lord, 2020.
He loves it.
So that'll be the day you go. You go, and then I'll go. This is Zoom. You go.
Yeah, Zoom's
so
Zoom's
it'll,
fun.
That'll be like... Wait.
Stop! Stop it, dude! I was just going to say, I think that if you're... if you celebrate 420 on 420... Your 419 and 421 probably look pretty similar. You know what I mean?
Oh, I was literally going to say the same exact thing.
Like, we really awesome.
Yeah. See? I mean, just basically, essentially the same thing. Like, so the people who celebrate 420, like, what makes it different from any of their other days? Because I'm pretty sure they're just going to be stoned all day, like normal days.
Like most days. Mm-hmm. Bro, I'm going to wake up and get ripped. Because it's 420. Yeah. And then, you know, it's 421. I'm just going to keep waking up and getting ripped because I'm a person that smokes weed is what that is. You know what I mean? You smoke weed for 420 because you love weed because you probably smoke it all year round. Dumbest holiday.
There you go.
Dumbest holiday ever. That's all I'm saying.
There's a day for
I'm
flags.
I'm sorry, Brad. I love you.
There's a day. ABC
sucks.
Huh?
I said AC/DC sucks.
Oh.
They're not good. They're not very good.
I agree.
Yeah.
You love them.
No, I don't. I just love Maximum Overdrive, and they did do the whole score for Maximum Overdrive.
going off the rails.
You know, who made who, Nick? Who made who?
I'm not doing AC/DC with you, dude.
You're not.
Listen, if you like them, it's fine. You've done weird stuff in your prison sentence, but it's fine. You understand?
No.
If you like AC/DC, that's great. It sucks you did all those terrible things when you were locked up in prison, for sure.
Ah.
Yeah.
But it's fine. That's all I'm saying.
I got you. Okay.
You guys, I saw something yesterday that really upset me. I wanted to talk to you about.
What was that?
You know the people you may know section on Facebook?
Yes.
Okay. So, you know, you're scrolling through and then all of a sudden that's a little thing that pops up. People you may know. And usually it's somebody I went to high school with. Yesterday it was a people you may know that was a straight up bully when I was in junior high.
Oh, shit.
A really, really mean kid.
Did he do anything to you specifically, or was he an overall bully to everybody?
He was mean to a lot of kids in my class. He was just kind of a dickhead older kid, right?
Okay.
But he had a real affinity for me, or the opposite of affinity, I guess. I don't know. And he was pretty rough on me when I was in like seventh grade. And, I saw him.
Sorry, you go.
Are you okay? I didn't look on his page. I saw his picture. And here's the thing that really upset me. His life looks awesome.
What a piece of shit.
Dude, I've seen other bullies on there where it's like, hey, you're about where I would picture you right now. Good. Fuck you. You know, that's what you get.
Mm-hmm.
But this guy had really nice clothes on. His wife was smoking hot.
Seemed like he traveled a lot.
They were holding their happy looking little kid in front of a nice house. And I was like, oh man, it sucks that your horrific acne cleared up and that your life is awesome, because you're a fucking piece of shit. You know?
Yeah.
I would prefer to see him in dire straits.
Mm-hmm.
Missing teeth.
Well, you know.
Shit long hair.
That's why I don't believe in God, man.
That's cool.
420.
420. 420, 420.
Maybe he's like different now. Maybe he's become a really nice guy, and you know what I mean? It's just a good work ethic and treats those around him with kindness and respect.
Yeah. Well, Pettigill,
doesn't matter to me at all.
This is we know for a scientific fact, all right, that people do not change at all between seventh grade and... This is a freestyle. Okay. We know for a fact.
Sorry.
It's okay that people do not change one iota from seventh grade into adulthood, dude. We're the same people. We always were. That's the thing. There's no development there.
I would just... Okay, let me add to the... We've got a group on Facebook for our class in high school. The class of 98. The Bloomer class of 98. We've got a group, right?
Oh, rock on. Shout out.
There was this dude... what up, class of 98? There was this dude who moved away our freshman year and, like, moved to Florida. And he resurfaces and joins our group, right? Nobody's like heard from this dude since high school. And he came back and he joined this group and he's just firing shots everywhere about how everybody picked on him and everybody hated him. And I mean, like, it was a bad thing. And he also said, like, I came to school with a gun one day, but I accidentally left the bullets at home. I mean, crazy
whoa.
Stuff, right?
Yeah, but like, also, you didn't accidentally leave the bullets at home.
That's what I thought, but didn't say.
You know? Mm-hmm. Oh, but I forgot to load it, so you all lived another day.
Yeah, right? And also, keep in mind, this was like 95 or 96, so it was before even like Columbine happened.
Yeah.
Like, school shootings weren't really a thing. So, this kid was going to be a trailblazer, I guess. But, you know, he came back... It's just, to me, it struck me as weird to come back like 25 years later and hold all of these people accountable for what they were doing as like 14 and 15 year old kids. Like, I was a pretty nice kid. I'm sure there were some people I mistreated along the way, but I would hate for them to judge me now.
Yeah.
All my greatness for some stuff that I did as a child.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, understandable.
How bad, the two-part question here for you, Eric.
Okay.
How bad were you picked on back in the day? I know the answer to that. And then the second part of the question.
You might think that you do, but you don't.
The second part of that question is, how did that change you as a person?
I would say in junior high, I was not like a popular kid. The popular kids, I would say, picked on me a little bit, you know, made fun of me quite a bit. I didn't get like physically beaten on, but I was ridiculed pretty regularly. So,
for what?
To me, and then I decided to just be as funny as I could and try to make everybody laugh.
Mm-hmm.
And then, lo and behold, people started liking me. So then in high school, I was like the epitome of popularity.
I had a very similar experience.
I got nominated for homecoming court.
Oh, wow.
That's great.
I never got that. Guess
nominated.
I'm nominated. Oh, okay.
Dude, that's a good peak to have. That's a good peak for anyone.
Yeah, I didn't make it. But I got nominated.
You know what? You'll always be homecoming king for me, buddy.
Thanks, buddy.
Yeah.
Well, was there a second part to your question?
Yeah, sorry, second part of the question.
No, that was the two parts, is how bad was it for you and how did it change you as a person? And my reason for asking those questions was that, like, I know that part of the reason that I'm so fucking awkward socially is because of a lot of shit that happened in junior high and high school. It's the reason that when people come up and talk to me at the bar, that my heart skips a few beats and I feel my face turn red, because I'm like, oh, does he remember that time that dude punched me in the chest as hard as he could and called me a pussy and then threw me out of the building by the science wing and then locked the door so I couldn't get back in. So I had to walk all the way fucking around the school building to get back into the school and then explain to some teachers why I had to walk around without fucking telling on my bully so he wouldn't beat my ass any further.
And then he beat himself a little bit?
No, I just...
At the bar?
No, I just would listen to Slipknot really loud and fantasize about beating people up like a hero. That's what got me through high school, dog.
And
Slipknot and fantasy violence.
There you go.
Yeah.
That's great.
So anyway, that guy's life is awesome. He doesn't have those emotions. When he sees people at the bar or when he sees people at fucking Walmart, he just goes, oh, cool, that guy that I remember. And that's all.
He doesn't go to Walmart. He goes to Target.
Yeah.
He goes to Target.
He goes to
Hy-Vee.
That dude's living that good life.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He goes to Farmer's Market.
Yeah. He goes to Sam's Club. You know what I mean?
He goes to Whole Foods.
Yeah. So, Trading anyway, that sucks. I meant for that to be funny. I feel like it was kind of sad.
It's all right.
No, that was some funny.
It was. You made
there
it
some
funny.
Highlights in there?
Yeah.
Good.
You're always
good,
funny.
Good.
Let's try this. What's his name?
No.
Okay.
Man. No, I had a similar experience with that whole line of events as Eric, really, like middle, but we moved the summer between eighth grade and freshman year. So I went to a different high school than I did middle school, you know what I mean? System-wise. I was in a whole nother district. And I went from going into school in Springfield to going to school at New Berlin. So those are two completely different worlds, you know?
Yeah.
But in Springfield, I was, like, chubby and just stupid and young and naive and got picked on a lot, right? And then we moved
Time
up.
Out. Wait. Did you say in Springfield I was chubby and stupid?
Yes.
Why? What do you mean you were stupid?
I don't know. I was just naive. Like, I followed my friends around more than did my own thing. But that's just developing as a kid, you know?
Okay.
Like, stupid as in I was a child, so I wasn't versed in the world yet. Not
sure.
Stupid. I don't know. Either way. But then when we moved out to New Berlin, like, I play guitar by this point, and I was funny because I was hanging out with my brother more, and he was a funny dude, so he made me funnier as a person. Then I learned how to be funny, and then I was just a funny dude, and I was friends with everybody. Didn't really get picked on much in high school. I wasn't, like, a fucking pussy magnet or anything, but I also wasn't having the worst time.
Ooh, are we doing the science thing now?
Yeah. No, dude, we're telling you when it's the science thing.
Tell me how those magnets work.
Oh, it's
fucking magnets. Well, how do they work?
Traditionally, magnets have north and south poles, but a pussy magnet... Listen. A pussy magnet is all south pole, baby. It's all south pole.
Well done. Well
so, done. Thank you. Thank you. Nick, never stop me in the middle of a bit ever again. Look at me flex in the camera. We're on video chat right now. Nick, look at me flex. Eric, you can observe if you like. Flex. Nick, look at me flex.
I see you flex.
Thank you. So, yeah. Nick, sorry you got picked on so bad.
Oh, hey, it's fine. I'm just damaged forever.
I got picked on roll bad in junior high. Then
I mean,
made
you're
it
good
to
now.
Cool part, yeah.
Yeah, I'm fine now, except for all the darkness.
Oh, man.
Hey, Eric Pettigo.
Yo.
Would you like to help me make my addition to the Memory Warehouse this week?
Oh my god, yes.
Okay. Brad, go ahead and do a theme song for the Memory Warehouse.
Oh, it's the Memory Warehouse, and you're walking through it, collecting shit and looking at things that you once forgot and filed away, but now they're back and they're either amusing or traumatic
as
fuck.
That's enough. That's enough.
All right, there you go.
That's enough.
Jesus.
All right. Hey, you fucks, welcome to the Memory Warehouse. I'm Nick.
Wait, I'm Eric. Everybody's supposed to... How you do this, too?
Yeah, dude, I do an intro for every segment.
Okay.
We all say our names?
What's up, you fucks? Welcome to the Memory Warehouse. I'm Nick.
I'm Brad.
I'm Eric.
And today we're going to talk about some memories. Hey, Pettigo. I want you, because you were older than me at the time, so I figured you'd be able to tell the story better. I want you to tell us about the time that me and you crashed our bikes on the road that one time.
Okay.
You know what I'm talking about.
I do. The year was likely 1991 or 92, I would say. Probably
about
92.
I was little.
And
I was in first grade, if that helps.
It does not. It does not help you whatsoever.
Hold on. Let me help you out. I remember talking to Megan Griffin about it.
Come on. It was 92.
Okay.
The year was 92. We lived out in the country. You know, what it was like the situation where, like, any friends that we had, all lived like 5 miles away at the closest. You know, there was this family of kids that our mom babysat. She had a home daycare and they lived kind of out in the country near us. But it was probably like 5 or 6 miles away. And, you know, one day, I believe it was like on the bus on the way home from school or something, we decided, you know, we were going to ride our bikes over to their house. Right? Does this all sound right?
Yeah.
Okay. So we're riding, and everything's going normal and regular.
Except.
And then we hit this part of the road where apparently they had started, you know, they always used to rock the roads out there, and they do that. They put down like a layer of tar first, just nasty, sticky tar, and then come back and put like rock on top of it. Normal country procedure. So we're riding on some freshly rocked roads, and then we hit a part of the road where it's just tar. They had not rocked.
Yeah, like no rocks, dude.
That's awesome.
Yeah, like zero rocks. All just hot, nasty tar. And we're kids, you know, we're dumb. Like, it was like 92. I was like 11. Nick was probably like 6, something like that.
It was first grade, however old first graders are.
6 years old.
Yeah, you were like probably 6, 7. I was maybe 11, 12. We were right there, you know, so not really thinking. So we're, you know, we're riding. We hit this car, and it's like kind of flinging everywhere, and we're like, eh, who cares? Let's just keep riding. You know what I mean? Like, so we're riding through tar.
Yeah, downhill. By the way,
downhill.
Oh, it is.
Well, hold on. We didn't get to the downhill yet.
Oh,
like at first we're just laughing and we're having fun, even though tar is like flinging all over us, and we don't realize like the permanent impact that tar has on things.
Right.
You know, like I remember kind of thinking like, yeah, we'll just, you know, mom will just put these in the washing machine and our clothes will be fine. No big deal.
Yeah.
I had this.
It's mud.
Fresh. Yeah, like mud. I had this fresh new pair of J's I was wearing, like some of the sickest J's ever, and I'll never forget them. They were so beautiful.
Poor buddy.
But I'm wearing these, and so we go, and then we get to like the top of this hill, and when you go down, and if you ever ridden your bike in the country, you know that going up a hill sucks, but there is no greater feeling than the other side of that hill when you're just coasting, going fast, and you're not having to pedal.
Mm-hmm. You made it all worth it.
Oh, dude, get that heavenly breeze in your hair.
We hit the downside of this hill, right, and we're going, and I'm out in front of Nick, and, you know, tar's flying everywhere, and it's just, but it's nice, relaxing, just tar-filled bike ride, and all of a sudden, I hear my younger brother cry out in pain. Apparently, his bike gave way on the tar, and he, you know, he wiped out going down the hill.
Ooh.
I turn back to look, and I wipe out.
Oh.
Yeah, now we're sliding.
Pettigo, like a good big brother, turned his head. He's like, what happened? And then I just see him go, bam, down.
Yeah, wipe out hard. So we're both sliding with bikes just down a giant tar slide. and here's at this point, we're about halfway, right? So we're probably a good mile or two from home and still probably a good mile or two from these people's house that we were going to hang out with.
Yeah.
So logically, we decide get on our bikes and just keep riding through the tar to these people's house.
Fuck it.
Yep.
So, that's what we did.
Yeah.
Covered in tar, we ride to this house, and they come out, and I remember her dad came out, and he's like, what the hell have you guys been doing? We're like, hey, we're
right
through the tar. Like, that's never going to come off.
Yeah. And
yeah. So he's like, I remember him saying the only way that you can get this off is with gasoline.
Yeah.
Dude.
Yeah. So got a couple gas cans and some like old towels and stuff. And we're like wiping the tar off of our clothes. And I think, you know, they had to like call our parents, and they came and got us. Obviously, everything we were wearing was ruined
forever.
Yeah, and our bikes were just, I think, also ruined. I don't think we could use those bikes anymore. And
yeah,
here's what I remember being the fallout, right? Because I had tar in my hair. I had we had to use gasoline to like wipe all this stuff off of our skin because it was just
for several days. It wasn't just like it wasn't like let's just wipe ourselves with gas real quick and it all comes off. It was like a week-long process of daily gasoline baths.
Mm-hmm.
And this was during school. So, like, the next day, we had to go to school. And I remember specifically, like, I was in language arts in seventh grade. And I was stretching or yawning or something. I just had a clump of tar in, like, the back of my, like, my hair, the back of my head. And I'm like, oh, God, I got to wipe that out with gasoline when I get home tonight. You know, so I just remember distinctly still having tar in my hair at school the next day and smelling like gasoline, just
mm-hmm.
smelling like straight gasoline.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And, anyhow, let that be a lesson to you kids.
Dumbass
go
kids.
Ahead and ride your bikes through tar. Just make sure you have gasoline on hand to clean it off with.
Right.
Exactly.
Gas ain't cheap these days.
Oh.
No.
Actually, it kind of
actually, is. Gas is pretty cheap right now, but.
Yeah. It's and all you can really do is go for a bike ride. So,
yeah. So do it, I guess, is what we're trying to say.
Get the gas. Take a gas shower.
Here's what I remember from it, okay?
While you're at it, take a gas shower.
I remember the tar flying from our tires while we were riding.
Yes.
I remember you getting out ahead of me on the hill going down. And all of a sudden, it was like, no matter what I did, the front of my bike was just going, you know, side to side like crazy. I was like, and then I went down. And I started screaming because, like, you know, I had just fallen off my bike and I had all this stuff all over me. And then you fell. And then, yeah I remember going to their house. I remember the dad actually applied some gas for us, didn't he?
I'm sure.
He kind of tried to wipe us down at the house.
Mm-hmm.
And then I remember being at school like several days later, and we were waiting in line to go out to recess, and I was standing behind a girl named Megan Griffin. Super nice girl, friends with her on Facebook. And
Meg Griffin?
Yeah. She's like, it smells weird. I'm like, oh, it's probably me. I'm covered in gas. And I told her the whole story, and this is what she said. This is what I remember. You ready?
Yeah.
No butts, no cuts, no tar haircuts.
What a dick.
That's why, because I was like, you know, we even got to use it in my hair, because I have it in my hair. And she's like, no butts, no cuts, no tar haircuts. And I was like, but dude, at the time, I'm like, holy shit, that's funny. You know what I mean? I'm like, this girl is a goddamn comic genius, you guys. Mm-hmm. So yeah,
probably stand up, open mics.
Yeah, she opens for Paula Poundstone.
Oh, good.
So yeah, that's me and my brother's addition to the Memory Warehouse this week.
That's
the
great
time that we fell down a tar slide.
That's good.
I've actually got my own addition.
Oh, do you?
There is. Yeah. Go for it.
There's nothing matters, dude. It's the end of the world. We can do whatever. Okay.
The year was 1984.
Good book.
Maybe even 84. And I was 3 or 4 years old. I don't know if I had turned 4 yet. I was with my mom at my Aunt Barb's house. Pedigo, you weren't born yet.
Nope.
Our older brothers were off at school. And just a normal day. And I remember I was by myself. They were talking about, you know, women things. Who knows? And I was just like drawing on a piece of paper, and I made these markings on the paper that I, you know, like I had seen people write things before, but I didn't know. So I drew these like just 4 letters that I thought I had seen before on a piece of paper, some letters. I remember this vividly, and I went to my mom with this paper and I said, Mom, what does this spell? And I had written REIC on a piece of paper. I was like a 3-year-old kid with no formal education.
Yeah.
She's like, that's your name, except the first 2 letters are mixed up. And then from then on, I've just been super smart.
That was where it started.
That's where it started,
when you fucking spelled your name incorrectly.
Yeah, but with no training. Nobody was like, let's work on letters.
Yeah.
Like, I barely knew the alphabet.
That's pretty impressive, dog. Honestly,
right?
It is.
It's out of control.
Go find a kid who's never had any formal training on any letters whatsoever, and say, "Hey, spell your name real quick." That stupid kid won't spell his name. I did.
Yeah, that stupid ass kid doesn't know anything.
I'd like to say before I knew any of those cognitive functions like that, I was a master at cursive lowercase L's.
Sure.
Just over and over and over again. And I could write whole paragraphs, just L's. So, you know, maybe we got something going on. Maybe there's some correlation here that science hasn't quite figured out yet. Maybe we're on to something.
Are we doing the science thing now?
No.
Science.
Gotta go, I stole your bit, dog.
It's a pretty good bit.
Yeah.
You got a memory bank?
I do.
That's not what it is! I'm not going to come in here and bastardize our segments, dog.
Oh, hey, are we doing the memory deposit box? Okay, so mine aren't anywhere near as cool, right, as your guys's, or lengthy. But I did have 2. And
oh, sorry.
Nick, yours inspired one that I had here just a moment ago. Anyways, I remember my fourth birthday party at Chi-Chi's on Wabash.
Oh, it's a celebration of food.
Yes, old Chi-Chi's. Mm-hmm. I remember getting the sombrero, and I remember the little cake. It was just a tiny guy, like any basic cake. A little bit of frosting, a little bit of decoration. There wasn't anything Mexican restaurant-y about the cake. Although the sombrero, I must say, was a little Mexican restaurant-y. And that was cool. I loved it.
Sure.
I remember we got some sort of build-your-own taco thing or something. Or I don't know. I just remember I had separate elements of Mexican food in front of me, and it was my job to put them together, or the table's job to put them together. Maybe my parents just did that for me, or maybe that's how it was ordered. I don't know, but I do remember specifically having straight-up applesauce tacos, and that was it, dog. I was like, yo, all right, so we get, these are the first tacos I ever get to make in my life? That's cool. Can I just put pure applesauce on them, and then that's it? And mom
and they're like, hell yeah, dude.
Yeah, they're like, no, that's cool. Go for it. And I was just mowing down on some applesauce tacos, dog. I was an innovator at an early age, you know.
Totally. I got no problem with that.
It is kind of like
Was it an actual taco shell with applesauce in it, though?
It was a soft taco. Just tortilla.
Yeah, soft shell.
Tortilla. Yeah. Just
like a tostada.
Grape. Yeah. You got a grape.
Yes, exactly. It was great.
Yeah.
Great crepes.
Somewhat related, Rocky, my youngest, likes to have ketchup with his waffles. I'm not kidding.
Mm-hmm.
And it all started one day when he asked me for waffles after school. And I was like, all right, I'll cook them. I was like, you want any syrup to dip them in? And he goes, I want ketchup. And I'm like, I'm like, that's not what most people do. I'm like, that might be kind of gross. He's like, no, I'm pretty sure I want ketchup, Dad. You know, like, I think I know what I want. And now he still eats it. And he's like, waffles, ketchup, yup. Pancakes, ketchup, yup.
Do you guys ever ketchup? You what? Ever have ketchup on like your ham and cheese sandwiches or anything like that?
I've dabbled with ketchup on my sandwiches.
I remember doing that as a kid and, like, thinking to it now. Like, I can remember how that tastes and stuff, but that's not something I do now as an adult with a more refined palate, right? Not to be braggadocious, but...
Yeah, I used to just make ketchup and cheese sandwiches as a child.
Yeah.
Just cheese and ketchup and bread.
I'm curious whether, like, ham and cheese... Oh, hey, man. That's called gourmet. That's called gourmet. Yep. I was just curious if that's like my parents making me bunk shit when I was a kid, me being like, I guess this is what food is. Or if it was a scenario like Little Rockies where like my dad was like, hey, here's a ham and cheese sandwich. Do you want anything on it? You know, mustard, mayonnaise. And I'm like, bah, ketchup. And then like I just ate that for, you know, eight years.
Almost out of stubbornness. It's like. Your dad's like, do you want me to make this the way that people have been making it for years and years? And you're like, no, you suggested it, so it's stupid. Let's put soy sauce on it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, Fred's been 420. Having... It's 420. Fred's been with his life...
I'm trying to bring these jokes back for you, Brad. I'm trying to do the 420 buddy. Thing for you.
I appreciate it, Eric.
Nice to have a professional on the show for once, you know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Ooh.
Hey, is it time for the science thing?
Do you want to do Brad Science? We can do Brad Science.
Yep, go ahead and do the theme song real quick. All right.
Brad Science, Daniel Lamp. Science is super weird, or whatever. Brad is here. Nikki's got some questions for Brad Science, and that's it. I'm not doing the rest of it. I forget the regular lyrics.
Welcome to Brad Science, you fucks. Hey, Brad.
Hey, well, aren't you gonna... Yeah, I'm Brad.
Yep, yeah, I'm Nick. And today we're going to talk about some Brad Science. Hey, man. Brad, I have a question for you.
What's up?
How does evolution happen?
Oh.
And not in the religious sense. I just mean, like, literally, how come, like, millions of years ago, like, whatever, we had tails and now we don't have them.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
I can give How's you, well, two things real quick. One of them is the answer to the actual question is the other one is there isn't much of an evolution in a religious sense. That's the whole thing about it, is there isn't.
Yeah, what I meant was don't turn to this.
No, I'm not. So we can just sum that up right there, one sentence. It's evolution doesn't exist there in a creationist sense. Like, so what happens is, here's how I've pictured evolution. All right, so there's like microevolution where your body adapts to just its environment. All right, you work out a lot, you get big muscles because you're working out. The big muscles will help you lift heavy things. That's why the body does that. That's microevolution. That's your body adapting to its surroundings. Okay, and then there's macroevolution, which is like going from whatever our common ape ancestor is, you know, or like going from Neanderthal to human bipedal man, you know, and just the hundreds and thousands of links in between those. That's what was your question? What is evolution, or how does evolution?
How does it like 420. Happen? 420, God, freedom.
420.
My question is, how does it happen?
How does it happen? All right, so you're an animal.
Like, how come we don't still have tails? Our ancestors had tails. How did future generations learn to not have tails?
Because we became bipedal. We started walking on two legs.
And how? Then
we started walking vertically enough, and that part in your ear that senses balance evolved enough. Like, it sharpened its sense of balance over generations and generations, so then we know how to stand upright without the need for a tail to balance ourselves. Like, lemurs need a tail because they use it to grab stuff, or when they're hopping along, they use it to stay stable as they're hopping through the air. We have long enough arms that we can swing them, and that's what stabilizes us as, you know, through our stride. So we don't need a tail to balance us out. That's why we don't have tails. But we still have a tail bone. There are still people born with vestigial tails. Vestigial meaning unneeded evolutionarily by us anymore. They're repugnant. It's, you know, just like the pancreas or whatever the fuck. Whichever one of those things inside. The spleen.
The spleen.
That's it. The spleen. Now it's Nick science.
Hey. Cool.
You know. So there's like a half a paragraph on evolution. I probably didn't answer your question. Don't matter.
No, you did.
Okay. Evolution happens so we can adapt to our environment.
Okay.
Are we doing the science thing?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, okay. Here's my question, Brad.
All right.
And it's right in line with your 420 stuff. How many random plants do you think people smoked before they landed on marijuana?
I think they probably...
Oh, okay, yep. Oh, okay, yeah, this is it. This is the one I've been looking for the whole time.
This like, is what we needed.
How did that come about? Like, how did humans learn that if you smoke this one particular plant, it gets you, you know, high?
Well, it all starts with...
Hold on. The first time that the first guy smoked the first weed, he was like, oh, this is way better than the last several attempts.
Right, that's what I mean. Like, how many? There's so many different plants in nature.
Yeah.
Why this one? And why smoking?
This is,
you know what I mean? Like,
this is how I view it happening. So it all started with the advent of fire. Whenever we discovered that, so some pre-human tribes people are hanging out. Some lightning strikes a tree. Now that tree's on fire, and it's burning. So they smoked the first thing they've ever smoked at that point, just being around it. Whatever that tree did, who knows, probably just burnt, and they probably coughed, and they're like, oh, get away from that! Fire, scary, fire, hot!
Fire, bad! They were all Frankenstein.
Exactly! So then...
Monster.
But then that thing probably, you know, then they were out some other time, lightning struck something else, maybe a deer or something caught it on fire, and then they're like, holy shit, dude.
They smoked that deer.
They smoked that deer, right? Yeah. So then they tasted that deer, and they're like, wait, this is way better with a little bit of seasoning and cooked, my dudes. So then they started eating food that way, and they noticed that they weren't just shitting waterfalls anymore when they cooked food like that because their food was healthier and then it was better on their guts. That's probably wrong. So they figured out fire good. Then they harnessed fire, and then they started burning stuff for fuel on the fire, right? So that's how they were, like, smoking things. I don't think they were going out and finding stuff and rolling it up and being like, here you go, buddy, try this new form of cigarette, right? So they were throwing...
Okay, so hold on. Can I jump in to your fire science segment? So yeah. They were just looking for stuff to put on their campfire while they were cooking their deer meat.
Yeah.
And they threw in some bugs.
Yeah.
And they were standing there, and they're like, wait a minute, what the hell's happening to me right now?
Exactly. And
they just started, like, doing groovy little dances. Like,
right.
Some dude invented a drum real fast.
They're like, hey, yeah. I don't know about you guys, but all of a sudden I'm in a great mood, and I cannot wait for this shit to get done cooking.
Yeah.
Yeah, right? Like, a deer smells good, bro. So,
hey, guys, this right, Ibex so smells delicious.
Yeah. So you think that's how it came about, right? So
something like
accidentally?
That. Yeah. Just like chocolate chip cookies or potato chips.
That sounds good.
420, Doug.
Chocolate chip, potato chips. Yeah, hell yeah.
All right. Well, why don't oil and water mix? How long is the science segment?
However long you want it to
be. We can stop whenever, but, you know.
But now we're just getting into basic you know, physical science stuff here.
Are we about to talk about viscosity again, Brad?
Yeah. We'll talk about fluid density.
Do you see why I wanted this to be a thing on the show, though? It's like, you can ask him fucking anything, and he's like, here's my several well-put-together thoughts that I've had previously to this conversation. Like, it's great. There's never been one time that I've been like, hey, Brad, I'm curious about this thing, and he's like, I should do some research. Like, he dude, you know at least a little bit about everything.
That's the right answer to it, though, is, like, when I don't know something, it's, you know, or when you do think you know something, there's no limit to learning, so always do your research and keep doing research. Just keep the brain open and you'll learn little shit.
Yeah.
And if I don't know the truth about
pro wrestling history.
Like, preface it with, well, these are my thoughts, because then that's a safety net.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Safety net.
I gotta be fully transparent with you guys.
Are you gonna go pee-pee-poo-poo?
I missed a lot of what was just being said because my phone was ringing. Apparently, when your phone rings, it just mutes the Zoom.
Oh
no.
Nick was just talking about how smart he thinks I am.
Yeah, I don't think we said anything super important. I was just giving Brad some brain props,
yeah,
if you will.
He was propping my brain up.
Hey, we lost a fucking legitimate legend today, boys.
Who's that? What happened?
Brian Dennehy.
I don't know. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You said something. Yeah.
Yep. We lost Brian Dennehy.
In real life?
Want to do Brian Dennehy impressions?
Nope. That's not.
Check it out. Wait,
hold on.
That's
not what I was going to do.
Out of respect.
Brian Dennehy played.
Zantex 75.
He's been in a bunch of shit. Brian Dennehy played Chris Farley's dad.
That was great. No, I like it. I was about to make some sort of Tommy Boy reference.
Myself. Yeah, yeah. He was Tommy Boy's dad.
Yeah.
But he was way more important roles than
that. Well, RIP Brian Dennehy.
Yeah.
You know, world's best Zantac 75 salesman among many other accolades.
Way more important accolades than Zantac 75. But regardless, rest in peace, Brian Dennehy. But where I was going to go was today we lost Howard Finkel. The legendary ring announcer from the WWF.
It's a sad day.
I say F because that's when he works there.
Yeah. Super sad, dude. The Fink. I mean, he was like a staple. And still to this day, there have been several ring announcers since. But nobody that, I don't know, has a voice as synonymous as the Fink. It's just He was like a Mean Gene Okerlund type, you know?
Yeah. He's a Bobby the Brain Heenan type.
Yep. Ah, the Fink.
When you think of wrestling, you think of the next contest. You know what I mean? When you think of somebody's name being announced, you hear it in the Fink's voice.
This contest is scheduled for one fall.
Yeah. Exactly. Mm-hmm. Is it in poor taste if we do impersonations? Because that's ultimately why I brought it up. If you guys think it's kind of yucky, then we'll just move on. But
no, I think it's not. It's out of love, and it's out of appreciation for their craft.
And admiration.
Yeah, like when I was making Brian Dennehy.
Humor, man.
Yeah. When
he had a what?
He had a good sense of humor. He would appreciate it.
Yeah.
And the same with the Brian Dennehy humor. You know what I mean? All that was thinking back to good memories about Tommy Boy and shit. For me, you know.
I don't have a great Brian Dennehy impression, to be honest with you.
Me either.
But the following contest is scheduled for one fall. You know what I mean?
That's a good one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. With a 20-minute time limit. The biggest way to the ring. From Victoria, Texas. Stone Cold Steve Austin. You know?
I don't even want to go. Yours was so good, dude.
Dude, okay. So now, what do you think he did, like, to order from McDonald's? Like, well, I'll have...
I would like a single hamburger.
Number six.
With unsalted fries.
Mustard.
How does he talk chill when he's just chill?
Check it out. Like this. Oh, man. Like, I don't even know. Maybe I'll just hang out with my girl. Or something like that. And then there you go.
Hey, baby girl, run to the kitchen and get me one iced tea. You have a 30-second time limit.
Well, it's actually mushroom hunting season, and I'm very upset that I can't hunt mushrooms. Right?
Yours is really good, dude. I had no idea you had that in your repertoire.
Thanks. It's in my reporter, you know?
Yeah. I'm really good at it.
Yeah.
Just do that more.
Making his way into the kitchen. I saw
not right now. Not right now, but I mean just like in general. In general.
Don't do it now though.
I think we've done it. Should we do more? It's your show.
It was.
My bad.
This segment has been a great time! Anyway, rest in peace, Howard Finkel. Thanks for being a super dope ring announcer. He's synonymous with wrestling for me.
Agreed. That's all I'm saying. Same. Yeah, I was really, really sad to see that today. My son sent me over a link and, bummed me out.
There's a lot of sad news coming out of professional wrestling right now, dude.
What else is
happening? They are firing a bunch of people.
Yeah. Like, the saddest is obviously the Fink dying, but yesterday, Brad, you probably don't know about this, they fucking straight up fired like 20 employees yesterday, and there's probably more to come.
What? Like, people off the roster, or people in back of the house, or all of the above?
All of the above.
Everything.
Wrestlers, writers, producers, referees, they're just letting people go because, you know, they're not making that live show money.
Yeah.
And also, Vince McMahon tried to start the fucking XFL up again, and then they had to file for bankruptcy.
Because of the pandemic, or was that going downhill before him?
No, because of the pandemic. They played like 3 weeks.
Yeah, just the pandemic. Bad it was actually doing pretty well.
That's people, what I was to understand. Like XFL. Yeah, people were accepting it. Pretty.
They they got rid of all the dumb gimmicks and stuff and just played football instead, and people were digging it. But unfortunately, COVID-19 happened, and they filed for bankruptcy. Meanwhile, they donated like, did you see the number that they gave to just the state of Florida, Pettigo? Am I talking out of my ass right now?
I didn't see it.
they donated like something crazy, like $4 million to something in Florida, basically, so they could keep filming wrestling shows.
Oh, so, I think, okay, yep, I did see that. Yep.
Yeah.
I did.
So XFL files for bankruptcy. They donate like $3 or $4 million to something in Florida, and then they fired so many people yesterday, dude.
Wow.
Yeah. And then this morning, Howard Finkel died.
It's a shame.
It's hard. It sucks to be a wrestling fan right now. And a lot of things suck right now, but also being a wrestling fan sucks right now.
I guess Vince McMahon's on some sort of government panel about how to get things started back up when this is all over. Did you know anything about that?
Dude, I saw that. Is that legit, though?
I don't know.
You want me to tell you? Because I know.
Yeah.
Yeah, please do.
All right. So, basically, the president of the United States of America does, you know, like some conference calls, and he was basically talking to all of the, like, the heads, all of the, the commissioners of the major, like, sports league, the NBA, the NFL, Major League Baseball, NHL.
Mark Cuban as well.
But in on that was Vince McMahon. He was considered, you know, because they hold these, even though it's not like a sport, it is a, like kind of a sporting event
sports, you know, entertainment.
You can compare what they do. They, you know, they use the same venues. They have like the same amount of people showing up. Same amount of people tuning in every week. It's just that form of entertainment is just a huge part of our economy. So they're wanting to, you know, that stuff going, you know, as soon as they can. So the president has had some calls with the commissioners of these companies, and Vince McMahon has been in on those calls. So that's what
That's 100% legitimate. That's a shoot.
Yes. Yeah. Yes, that's a shoot.
Well, so, I mean, that makes sense.
Yeah.
He's good at making money.
That's real.
He's also good at fucking up and losing a lot of money, but whatever, dude. You know?
Well, listen to this, though. I mean, like, are you talking about XFL or what?
Or are you talking about the president or Vince McMahon?
I mean, it applies to both, but I was talking about Vince in particular because I try not to be political.
Yeah, me too.
Same.
But yeah, like, Vince is really good at making money, but he's also great at fucking not listening to the people and losing a shit ton of money. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, pandemic.
Pandemic.
Yeah, nothing matters. It's just crazy. Everything is insane now, dude.
I think after all this passes or whenever, I think the XFL has probably got a good bid to come back because it was doing well. You know what I mean? People accepted it for what it was. I heard a lot of hype about it. Like, everybody was excited because they could watch this instead of the NFL and it wasn't so politicized and everything like that.
Reports are that they have no plans of coming back.
No,
it's done.
Unfortunately.
Oh, wow.
It's done.
It was just, I think, it was just such a big financial, I mean, it was like a huge investment thing going.
$500 million and they, or something.
And they just, when it's an upstart in its first year and this happens in the middle of it, that's just something that financially they could not come back from. Like,
that's a dagger. It's over.
Yeah. I mean, maybe in another 20 years they might, but you know, when Vince is 105,
dead,
probably not going to happen.
It's a real bummer, dude, because like the XFL before they restarted was like a fucking joke. You say XFL and it's like eye roll. Let's talk about how ridiculous that was. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Well, it was like Attitude Era football, you know.
It was.
It was all about tits and stuff, and it was very showy. It was like going to the Hooters or Showmies of football.
Yeah.
Memory bank of the week. Do you remember watching the XFL for the first time when it first kicked off?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I watched like the first two games.
I remember there was super hype about like the string or rope camera that glides across the field and gives you a full
shot. Is utilized in the NFL now.
Yeah.
Yeah, the NFL stole that and used it now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now they just have
drones. I was at Eastern Illinois University hanging out with some bros watching it.
That's cool.
That's pimp tight.
Yeah. Yep.
That's very cool. I remember for some reason they put Jim Ross and Jerry Lawler on commentary for it. That's, and you know, I know very minimal about football. I'm not a huge football guy. You guys both know that about me. But I wanted to watch it because it was like hardcore football brought to you by wrestling people, you know? Mm-hmm. And I was like, cool. And then I started watching it, and even I was like, oh, this is fucking bad, you know? Like, and again, I know nothing about football, really.
The idea was good. The players were awful.
That's what I hear. The actual quality of football was just not on point.
This time around, it was much different. They had much way higher caliber of football players
in coaches,
in the XFL,
by the way,
this time around. Yeah. So, and quite a few of them have been signed by NFL teams. I guess not quite a few, but a handful. Some in amounts.
It's like the Bush League NFL, or was, could have been, should have been,
yeah,
would have been.
I just, you know, since it's brought to you by wrestling people, it's kind of funny that the XFL was kind of the WCW to the NFL's WWE. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Nice comparison.
Yeah.
Thanks. That's what I do.
You're an analogist.
It's great. Nikki Wallet, she's got metaphors.
Your analysis.
Nick Pedigo.
Yeah.
You come up with anything over the past week about any future ancient texts or anything of the sort? Or am I just throwing you on the spot right now?
Y'all know me, still the same old G, but I've been low-key.
Hated on.
By all these African-Americans with no cheese.
Oh, man. Yeah, that was good. I really like how you took a real Roman Catholic kind of approach to
it. Yeah, do you guys usually sing this part?
No, dude, I'm going for the homonymous.
Yeah.
You know how they do it.
Yeah, I feel like you're part of the diocese when you do that. And that just feels...
The one where they make you stand up and sit down like 11 times?
Yeah, the one where they swing the Bernie stuff in the lantern, and then, you do the witchcraft with the guy's blood and body.
What the fuck?
So I have one.
Put it that way, it sounds creepy.
That's...
Yeah.
They're rituals. It's all ritualistic spirituality stuff. So I have one.
Okay.
It's great like this. So picture me at the pulpit. If everybody would flip to their book of LP, this is Stay Down. You know I get down, I'm a downer. Heart pounder. LOLing, smelling like sarin. Felony forecast, L is dressed to the nines like a target. Dressed like a bullseye for a blind archer. Heart of a piranha, swimming where the blood chums water. Lark in the darkness, watch this. I got this boombox burner boy hot shit. Burn like an LA sunset. Colorful, toxic. Snuff stuff, dead and erotic. Walk like a man, not a product. Run like a strumpet. Talk to the hand sock puppet. And that's that one. That's great. That was fun.
That was really good.
I'm looking,
lightning.
Yes. I'm looking forward
to
it.
Yeah, when it's kind of slowed down and you can really process the lyrics,
mm-hmm.
it's uplifting.
Look at them sky. Right, fuck it. We don't heart nothing.
Like, oh my God.
You go ahead. You go ahead.
This is what he does.
I didn't know there was more.
Pettigo, real quick. Let me handle this, okay?
We don't have a tear for your...
Brad, shut the fuck up! He's trying to say something!
We don't have a...
So, this is like nowadays when we look back, like 1,000 years or whatever, and like Shakespeare's writings, we're like, oh my gosh, how just, That's kind of what this is like, right? You're like exactly. 1,000 years from now.
Yeah.
People are going to look future back at ancient the writings. Texts.
Yeah, they're going
to be like.
Yeah, they're going to
be like. They're going to say like.
Yeah, so they're going to look back and be like, holy shit, these guys.
Yes! Shut the fuck up!
So they're going to look back and be like, cotton candy, sweet to go. Let me see that Tootsie Roll. That Tootsie Roll. To the left.
To the left.
To the left. To the right. To the right. To the front. To the front. To the back. And to the back. Now slide. 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 How was that?
That was really good.
That was perfect. Hey, I
worked for a while on that. I didn't know if I was going to get it out or not. Or Brad.
Yeah, dude, no, it was worth it. It was worth it. I hate songs that tell me how to do a dance.
Why?
Because fuck off and just sing me the song. You know what I mean? I'll do what I want about your song, dude. Don't tell me to put my hand in and then take it out and then back up and spin around.
Well, you gotta understand, for songs like The Hokey Pokey and the like, those are great placeholders for people who just can't form genuinely artistic and real lyrics. It's fine. It's a crutch.
Sure.
It's fine. Next time you're writing troubles, if you're coming up with with some sort of bit for the podcast or something, just if you start losing it, throw some dance steps in there and everything's cool, man.
Sounds good.
You'll be like, here's my horrific thought of the week. You put your right hand in. You put your right hand out. And so on and so forth.
Yeah.
So you're doing the horrific thoughts of the week now?
Yeah, let's do it. Fuck it. It's the horrific thought of the week! It's the horrific thought of the week!
All right, what's yours? Who's got one?
Who has one? I have one.
Let's hear it.
Go, you guys. Go. Okay. I'm trying to remember mine. I had one, but I forgot it.
Back in November, my wife and I went to Mexico, a super dope resort. We had a great time, right? We talked about it on the show. I was just thinking recently that if your income is based off of tourism, right now you are fucked.
Oh yeah. Well, think about okay, Vegas. So what's Vegas doing?
My horrific thought of the week is just all those super cool people that made sure that we had a great time in Mexico are probably really struggling right now, and it makes me feel so fucking bad. Okay, but here's my even more horrific thought of the week. It probably wasn't fucking great for them in the first place, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, it just wasn't, dude. And it's only gotten so much worse. And I feel terribly for them because legitimately really cool people that, like, I will never forget are probably really struggling right now. So when this is over, go on a fucking vacation and give some people your money.
Hell yeah.
It's a horrific thought of me! Alright, who's next?
When you turn your head, it blocks your microphone.
Oh, sorry.
You should be sorry.
I'm not sorry.
Never apologize to the listeners right now.
Hey, listeners.
Start over. Name them by name.
Alright, Mom. Andrew. Pettigo.
Yep. Okay. I'm a listener.
Tiffany, and that's it. Sorry about what I did, I guess.
Okay. All right, now that we're back on track. So my horrific thought, I'll go, if that's all right with everybody else.
Yeah.
Man, how fucking easy was it to die 100-plus years ago and beyond that? You know what I mean?
Incredibly easy.
Check it out. You're walking through
like
your easiest. Yeah, you're walking through your pasture. You step on a thistle. Oops, thistle wound gets infected. You're dead. Like, that's hey, you're walking outside. You accidentally inhale one of the poofball seedlings from the weeds growing in the pasture. Uh-oh, infects your lungs, you're dead. Hey, yep. Man, you're hanging out at the schoolhouse and somebody sneezes. Village be damned, everybody's dead.
Yeah.
Like, what hey, the, man, you know?
You ate a spot of undercooked pork. Whoops, diarrhea for an entire week and you're dead.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, you went to drink some regular old water from your regular old water source, but it turned out a moo cow let a little poopy rip in there, and now it's ridden with parasites. Oh, you're dead.
Whoops, you're dead.
You know?
Man.
Better go. Say something funny
That's
about
pretty
it.
Yeah. Pretty horrific.
So, wouldn't it suck to be a chick and have to give birth?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. That would be the worst.
I mean,
and before that, you just bleed from your genitals once a month.
Ugh,
dude, it
just sounds terrible. Like
being a chick is the worst.
Yeah,
yeah, gotta be. God bless them.
Talk about
God
getting,
bless you, women.
Yes, God bless women. Talk about getting just a bad hand. You know, you're just out of the gate having to deal with some burdensome issues.
Yeah. Yep.
It's like, hey, wait, guess what
you need? That's mine.
Yeah. Oh, your life, it's, you know, what's something you might get to look forward to later in life? Getting split open by a tinier version of yourself.
Sure.
Christ.
Like, wow.
Yeah.
Isn't life
so
fucking weird?
To close down the horrific thought of the week segment, there are a lot of really cool people that are in really dire straits. You could die from sneezing back in the day.
Yeah.
And giving birth is truly horrendous. Because life is pain and everybody dies. It's the horrific thought of the week. Ah. Huh?
Nice.
Yeah. That was good.
Nice.
That was good.
Huh?
That was good. I liked it, man. So when you turn your head like that, it kind of blocks your microphone?
Dude, I'm fucking...
It also puts it right by your mouth too. So it's a combination. It's great. It's a combination of you eating the mic and blocking it off.
Trying so to give you a little bit of the good and a little bit of the bad.
It's the best of both worlds.
The good, the bad.
I love it because it's the best of both worlds. You're no matter where we're at, you're achieving balance, my dude. And that's why I love you.
Eric Randall Pettigo.
Yo.
I'm about to put you on the spot, baby. Mm.
Okay.
Fix our show right now.
Do what?
What is your best piece of advice for us to fix our show? Go.
I mean, your show's pretty good, man. It's pretty funny. You guys got a little show prep going. You you got a good chemistry, good back and forth.
No, fix it.
Now it just needs promotion.
Oh.
Yeah.
Like what
just
kind?
Needs proper promotion, right? Like, I know you guys posted the link on your, I think I've had this conversation with you both. I know you posted on your Facebook pages and try to get it out there that way. But what you really need to do is take little snippets out of an episode, make little, you know what I mean? Like little sound bites. You need to post it on like a show page that's like a business, like a fan page. And pay a little money to like promote it, run. I know, and I'm sure there's things you have to like work around as far as what you can promote and what you can't because you guys are such a filthy show.
fuck shit.
But, yeah, right. But now it's just promotion. Now it's just a matter of getting it out there so that people know about it and listen to it because it's a great show, man. It's super fun. I love listening. I'm a you know. I'm a listener. I would be a listener if we weren't related. It's funny.
Thanks, buddy.
Yeah.
Mm. I was looking for you to talk shit about our show, but you just said a bunch of nice things, and now I feel amazing, dude.
Yeah. Also, you know, be funnier and be smarter and talk better.
Oh, boy. Okay.
Yeah. There it is.
All right.
Well, fuck. Shit.
Yeah.
Yep.
Fuck shit.
Shut it right back down, huh? You picked me up off the ground just to shove me back down.
Yep.
Because I'm back in seventh grade and I'm getting thrown out of the science wing.
Maybe curse a little more. Try to curse more.
ass cock.
There you go. That was, yep.
okay. Oh. Well, hey boys, what did we learn this week?
So much. We learned cannabis.
Oh, we learned, I'm aware.
Yeah.
Yeah, we were made aware.
Yeah. Yep. We learned what the future sounds like through scripture. We learned that there's no shortage of horrifying things in this world. We learned that I'm a scientist. We learned recipes, Howard Finkel, and recipes, Brian.
Brian Dennehy.
Dennehy.
Yeah.
He played Bobby Knight in ESPN. Yeah, go ahead.
All right.
Yep, I'm done. That wasn't... Yeah. He played Bobby Knight in the ESPN biographical, or... there was an ESPN thing about Bobby Knight. Brian Dennehy played him.
Oh, dude, I remember that!
Yeah.
I remember that. R.A.P. Brian Dennehy.
R.A.P.
Or Brian, as Brad called him. I didn't know they were on... first name basis, but cool. Brad, I'm really sorry about your friend Brian.
Thank you. I am a mess right now. I'm just trying to deal with the grief, buddy, and I appreciate your sympathies.
One more thing we learned is that if you picked on me when we were like 12, you're still a fucking giant piece of shit, no matter how dope your life is.
We also learned that Eric had a similar experience on his class of 98 Facebook page with somebody who felt very similar to his younger brother about middle school.
Yeah, but I'm not that guy.
Not that. No, you talk about you're it a not. Lot.
I just hate from a distance.
That's a vicarious.
I don't retroactively threaten people, you know what I mean?
That's true.
Anyway, fuck! You know, this was fun. I hope we're out of quarantine soon. I want to touch both of your faces, like, legitimately.
Aww.
I want to actually touch... I'm past hugging right now. I'm going to actually caress you guys.
That'll be great. Put your finger in my mouth.
I will, dude, and then I'll put it in my mouth.
Oh,
and then we'll drive to
go.
Eric's house, and when he answers the door, I'll put it in his mouth.
That'll be great.
That's what she said.
I don't give a fuck.
We'll take a swab of it and store it in a safe place forever, just in case.
That's a great idea, buddy. Thanks for listening, everybody. Fucking please check us out next week. We'll be back because we got nothing better to do. Till then, I'm Nick.
I am Brad.
I'm Eric.
And we hope you have a great week.
420.
420.
420.